The one thing I remember about that was that I got my last job. I went to sea. I was 65. And I went to the Union Hall and got a job as third mate because I didn't want to sail any higher than that. And to celebrate, I went back to the hotel, the Seaman's Hotel, and went to the dining room and had a glass of wine with my lunch. That was the celebration and the beginning of the last trip. And I have a picture in my bedroom. You can look at it later if you want. Of the ship was in. We went to Haifa. We loaded. Oh, I joined the ship in Milwaukee, on Lake Michigan. We went to South. We loaded some cargo there. We went to South Chicago and loaded more cargo there. And when we were fully loaded, the name of the ship was Shirley Likes. We went out through all the Great Lakes, through the St. Lawrence Seaway, anchored off Montreal to take fuel. And the ship had 12 passengers, which we had loaded in Milwaukee, I think. And then one of the passengers got in trouble because she couldn't manage her medications. She was an elderly person. And so we had to stop in Sydney, Australia. Sydney, Nova Scotia, because there's also a Sydney, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped in Sydney, Nova Scotia to take her off the ship because the chief mate couldn't help her. And so he wired for help. And they said, you better take her off the ship because we can't treat her here while she's on the ship. And she couldn't straighten out her medications. So she got off there while we only stayed long enough to get her off the ship. And then it was 3 weeks from there to Haifa, across the Atlantic and the length of the Mediterranean. And we also went to the northern end of the Suez Canal. There's a particular port, and the name doesn't come to me. And we stayed there for a week. We gave Egypt flour. We must have had a couple of hundred tons of flour so they could make bread. So we gave Egypt a lot of stuff, a lot of stuff.
When was that?
1985.
Oh, so you were still sailing in 85.
I went back to sea in 1981. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
After you retired from the bank?
Yeah.
And then you went back to the sea?
Yeah.
And it was okay with your wife? Your children were grown up?
I have to get her permission.
You did get her permission?
Yeah.
What did she say?
Well, I said, you know, if I want to get a living pension, I need to go back and put some more time in. And she considered a while. She says, okay. She said, I can get along now that the children are grown up. So I think one was still in school.
College?
I'm trying to piece it together. That must have been... That was 1980. So I had been ashore for 20 years.
And you went out as a third mate?
I went out as a third mate or a second mate, one or the other. Mm-hmm. I loved navigation.
So you worked for 5 more years?
Yes.
And you could take your retirement at that point?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you took a full retirement at that point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I get a pension from Social Security and from the Masters, Mates, and Pilots and from the bank. And my wife worked for a bank for a while, too. And so I get her pension, too, because the Bank of America pays her pension to me. I'm not rich, but I can pay for my own expenses, except for the caregivers. That's too much extra. But I really need the caregivers.
They make a big difference for quality of life?
Definitely.
So you can still get out there?
I can still get out there, but I don't. I can't go solo very often. I do my own food shopping, and I pay my own bills. But I can tell that I'm slipping, you know, slowly, very slowly.